I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, DC, MD, VA, what is up? We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Good morning. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you feeling? How?
Better than two nights ago. It's the same stuff I've been dealing with for about 2 years. It pops up once every 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know how to explain it. But well, I'm better today.
Glad you're feeling better. John Paul Flame.
What's up?
What is up, sir? And Eric Bickle.
How are you, buddy? What are you doing? Putting chapstick on?
Yeah, man. My lips are a little bit dry from being in the poker room last night. A little bit dry.
Is that right? Wait, did you have an early exit? I didn't follow. I was too busy watching the Caps.
No, it was not early, but it's like my most dreaded exit from that event or any poker event, where you hang around for a while, but you're not really a threat to get into the money, and you get knocked out like 7 or 8 spots from the cash.
Right.
I did exactly
what. Just treading water the whole time.
For the most part, yeah.
So were you there until about 11-ish?
Well, the problem was Rom was there. So he was still in the tournament, and I'll give him his props. He actually made the money, and he chopped 4 ways at the end.
Oh, wow.
So he came down with a pretty good score. I'm not sure exactly what he walked out of there with. But you know how he is. Like, he's begging me to stay. He's a nightmare. He got suspended for the second consecutive time. He had to sit out in orbit because he was just loud and
just
annoying.
Too loud.
And wasn't listening to the floor person and driving them crazy. But, hey, I'll give him credit. He made it to the end. He made a 4-way chop along with Richmond John, another Junks P1 that made the trek out for the event last night. It was a P1-a-palooza with those guys there and our buddy Gary Pilkerton, who's been to a billion of our poker events in the past. So good turnout. Not so great for me, but a couple of our guys made the cash.
A lot of luminaries there.
Good.
A lot of luminaries, yes, at MGM National
Harbor.
Did you mention where
did Rom finish?
He chopped 4 ways.
Chopped 4 ways at the end.
Nice. Nice for him.
So what did he win?
A couple thousand bucks,
maybe?
I'm going to guess he walked away with at least $1,500 in his pocket. Maybe a little more. I mean, we can get Rom formation of that later.
Could you tell if he's Rom formed a little bit? And
looks like he's lost. Looks like he's lost a little bit of weight. I mean, he doesn't look like a model or anything, but he looked like he had lost some weight.
Well, he's claimed, and he probably doesn't want to say this. He claimed to me, and one thing I'll say about Rom, he's generally not a liar,
right?
He's got a weird sort of obsession with that.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever lied.
I don't know that he's lied that I can think of any. He claims he's lost 25 pounds. But again, it's like, you know, tossing a deck chair off the Titanic. You know what I mean? You can barely notice.
Well, in a nutshell, here's what he did to get himself suspended for the second consecutive time. He had to really go to the bathroom toward the end of one of the levels. And there wasn't a breakup coming. So he was like freaking out that he was, you know, going to go. He didn't want to miss any hands, but he had to go to the bathroom. And the floor came over and told him, they said, you can't abandon your hand. Because he was asking the floor guy, Chris, who handled him perfectly, by the way. Mm-hmm. Masterful job by him. He said, you cannot abandon your hand. Because Rom said, once I look at my hand, how long do I have until you call the clock on me? Because he was going to zoom to the bathroom, try to do his business, and then come back, while the hand was ongoing. And Chris said, you can't do that. You can't abandon your hand like that. It's against the rules.
So hold on. Could he, well, you can go to the bathroom anytime you want, but he still wanted to play the hand after he left. Is that the idea?
Correct. He wanted to look at his cards.
Mm-hmm. Run to the bathroom.
He wanted to call, I guess, or do whatever. Run to the bathroom. Come back. And then have the clock tick away while he's not at the table.
And everybody just wait for him.
Yeah, you just can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can take your time to think about what's going on while you're at the table, not while you're in the bathroom.
Right.
That's just not the way it works. Yeah. So he had to sit out a one-round penalty because he violated the rules. And Chris summed him up perfectly when he sent me a message after Rahm wound up chopping the event.
Yeah.
He said, your boy Rahm took down second on an ICM chip chop.
Yeah.
Here's Rahm in a nutshell for people that don't know him. He insisted I give congrats to him because he was less of a pain than the last time he was at MGM National Harbor.
That is typical Rahm.
That's just Rahm. That encapsulates how we've known Rahm for 15 years
now. I don't want to get caught up in the details, but it's 6:05 and there's two people on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a penalty. Why? What did he do?
Now, he might be able to clear it up later. It was late, and I wasn't fully paying attention. I was like,
explain the penalty to the best of your understanding.
To the best of my understanding, he violated what the floor told him that he could do as far as, like, abandoning his hand. They said you cannot abandon your hand and go to the bathroom while the action is ongoing. And I guess that's what he did.
So you're saying, hold stop. So you're saying he looked at his hand, even though he was told he can't, ran to the bathroom, came back before it was his turn, and still played.
I don't think he played. I think once Chris and the floor realized what he had done, when he came back out of the bathroom with my old jeans like halfway down to his knees, he said, you're going to have to
sit. Well, I don't know why that's a penalty, because I've left the all the time. I'll look at my hands and go, I'm not playing those, and I just go to the bathroom. I don't understand why that's
I believe his hand was active.
He wanted to keep playing.
Like, he was playing, to my knowledge, he was playing the hand and he got up and abandoned his hand and went to the bathroom.
Okay, I understand, but then they just muck him and he's out. Like,
I don't know.
The simple answer is they gave him a penalty for Rahming.
I know, but I'm trying to figure out exactly why.
You know what? You can text him later if you want to find out all the details.
No.
The reason is because he was born Rahm Yar.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
If he wasn't born Rahm Yar, he'd be a different person, and we'd all be in a better place.
I mean, he's starting to affect my brand a little bit.
Because?
When he comes to this event, he makes me look like an a-hole because he's somewhat affiliated with us.
So in other words, the people that are there that aren't necessarily fans, they're put off by him, which of course they are.
Some I guess kind of think his shtick is funny, but like us, it wears thin after a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
After you've seen it once.
Some people just don't understand his shtick. We do because we've been around him forever.
Yeah.
Like other people that have never played the event before or have played it once or twice.
Right.
They don't understand what's going on with him.
So you pulled a late night cakes. Did you drive home or did you stay at MGM?
I stayed at MGM and drove home. I woke up at, I think, 4:15.
The question Valdez had is, why didn't you just swing by here? You just hate DC so much. Is that the bottom line?
I've come to the realization that Cakes hates DC and our studio so much that he's willing to wake up but early to avoid parking and to avoid driving in DC.
Who hates it more, Cakes or myself?
I think Cakes.
I will be back in D.C.
Yeah, I think Cakes.
Really?
I'm going to be back in D.C. I think either late next week or early the week after that. The clock is ticking on me being home.
Yeah.
I'm nearly making my return to D.C.
I know that, but
last night was not it.
But the logistics of it makes you scratch your head.
Well, the logistics of it are definitely better. It's definitely better to go to D.C.
I think it's because once the show is over at 10, he doesn't have to get into his car and drive 45 minutes home. He can just, he's home. He's done. So he forfeits, you know, going to the studio with that short drive for just being able to shut it down at 10 o'clock and he's already home.
I can just tell you though, from my experience, he's going to enjoy working more being here than at home. Jason may not because Jason's some weird antisocial dude, but Cakes,
I'm
you're a social guy.
I'm looking forward to being The at work part, but the commute and the
but
and all the
it.
Parking, all that nonsense, not really looking forward to, but I know that it's part and parcel.
It's part of the deal.
It comes with the deal.
You'll like it more. I mean, you'll just say, okay, that's part of the deal, but like being social, like during the breaks and just breaking balls, it's great. Sitting there in your house, it's miserable.
Less time, in Kix's mind, the less time he has for commuting, the more time he has for mayor of Easttown.
This is true. Now, the only problem with that, Valdez,
that's Cakes' new show that he's watching every 5 minutes.
It is my new show, but the problem with it is, and this is a real problem, is that I'm caught up on all the episodes, and I have to wait until, I believe, Sunday night for the newbie to drop, which that kind of hurts my ticker a little bit to have to wait until Sunday. Also hurts me, Valdez, while we're on the topic of TV, what's going on with Clarice on CBS? They love to give you two or three episodes, and then they'll take a couple weeks off. I knew they had to do that for the NCAA tournament. I get that. But then there was like a two-week hiatus. Like the next episode, I think, comes out. Is today May 6th?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it comes out today. Like there was a two-week gap. I just can't have that, Valdez. I need more certainty with my TV and my series. I need more certainty.
I don't think there's anyone in the world that watches more TV than Cakes.
Yeah. I think there probably are, but I'm looking forward to Mayor of Easttown. I believe episode 4 coming on Sunday. Jason, you would love it, but you don't have HBO Max, so you'll probably never see it.
Is it similar to True Detective? I have no idea.
Is it like a True Detective?
I would say somewhat similar.
I thought you said it was somewhat similar to like The Undoing. It was in that same vein.
This one's more, you know, centers on the police side of it than the criminal side.
Uh-huh.
Because it focuses on Kate Winslet, who's the star.
Uh-huh.
But it's very good. It's very well done.
I had a buddy text me as we were talking about it that it's outstanding.
It's so
fellas,
tasty.
I've been trying to tell you this for years, and you don't listen. The best two shows on television are both on FX, Snowfall and Mayans MC. And I don't know why you guys sleep on it.
They're
unbelievable if you love violence, sex, conflict, drug deals.
The only one I like is sex. I don't like any of the violence. I'm not into.
I like all those other things. But, again, my dance card is pretty full.
Okay, well, you know.
Like,
you
maybe
can,
I'll make room for those.
You
but
can add a couple girls to your dance card.
I mean, I haven't finished Better Call Saul yet, though I'm pretty deep into that. My new girlfriend is Mayor of Easttown, so that's new. Clarice. I mean, that's so good on CBS. You're sleeping a little bit on that.
Yeah.
So
I don't like network television. Network television doesn't interest me.
I'm generally with you, but I think Clarice is like it's a cut above. It's very well done.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I know you'll never watch it, even though you're butt-sized for Silence of the Lambs and Serial Killers. I don't know why you wouldn't sample it.
Well, because it's network television. It won't be as good. If it was on FX or HBO or Showtime, I'd watch it.
Okay. By the way, yesterday, Cakes, when you said mayor of, I thought you were saying mayor.
That's what I thought it was at first, but the character's name is Mayor, M-A-R-E,
gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Not mayor like mayor of a town. So there's that distinction. Can't wait till Sunday. Can't wait.
How many episodes are out?
Three.
So I could binge three, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely could.
Right. And then how many are total in this series? Like six? Look, right? You don't even know?
Okay. Don't know.
Right.
Who knows?
Right. I wonder if I should just wait until they all come out and then start. Because I don't want to be in that frustration level that Cakes is at.
It's probably the best move.
Yeah, but that's old school. It's what you used to do with Sopranos.
Yeah, but didn't like it. I used to always hate it. I still to this day remember when a Sopranos episode would end and be bitter, be sad.
You could be a freak like who
but
were
it gives you something
about?
To look forward to for next
Mel
week.
Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
He has the shows and puts them on in the old school time.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not on that level. I'm not going to pop into VHS and watch Dallas or the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we can talk about it maybe when we come back. I haven't looked at Drabby's outline yet, but the Caps game was must-watch TV yesterday, particularly after the whole Wilson incident. You knew that there were. In fact, it was one of those deals where everyone knew that the fights were going to break out. And then I told my family at dinner, I was like, whatever happens at 7 o'clock, we got to turn the TV on. We can't, I mean, they're going to start fighting right away. And they literally did.
Right.
And then, of course, what Oshie did was special. And just so, you know, we just got to get into it.
Yeah.
We got to get into it.
100%.
All right. So when we
it
come back.
It was must-watch television.
We'll get into the junk sports page. The trifecta was on last night. You touched on the Caps. The Wiz were also in action, and the Nats all played. So we'll touch on all that next, coming up right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. Right off the face-off. Three fights simultaneously. Rooney and Dowd. DiGiuseppe going at it with Hathaway, Blackwell, and Haglund. 1 second in.
First off, classy move by Blackwell. He had Haglund down and he didn't throw an extra punch. Hathaway and DiGiuseppe are really getting after one another.
So that was the wild scene from Madison Square Garden 1 second into the Caps-Rangers game last night. Line brawl. Everybody drops the gloves.
It was old school. I mean, they kept saying this is like the locker kept saying this is like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's ever seen the movie Slapshot, it's one of the first R-rated movies I ever saw.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it reminded you of. Everybody, yeah. You know, just brawling and, you know, gooning it up. It was a throwback moment, no doubt.
I got a kick out of it, but I thought first of all, I think it's dumb. This is the archaic part of the sport. I know this offends hockey people. I think it's dumb. The fights were dumb. They were all terrible. I know why they did it, and I respect each other, I guess, for sticking up for each other, for their teammates. But it's just a dumb part of the it's still amazing to me that the NHL sort of condones this, but they do.
Fights sucked. They let it happen.
I thought they were all terrible fights, except maybe the Wilson one, and he may have broken his hand. Who knows?
That was pretty good, yeah. Exactly. Was it worth that risk?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are hitting each other in the helmet. I mean, it's so dumb.
But you knew it was going to happen.
The teams hate each other. And I wanted to watch it. I was there. I was riveted by it.
And the Rangers don't care. They've died.
They have nothing to play for.
They fired everybody in the front office.
It's over. It's over, Johnny.
All they wanted to do was fight.
They just wanted to fight because they were pissed off.
Yeah.
And what was the guy's name, the first guy that Wilson pummeled? Bucevic?
No.
He didn't care. I mean,
he was trying to fight everybody.
Yeah, he pummeled Mantha, and he's out for the year now. He'll probably get suspended. He doesn't care. I mean, they just didn't care about the game.
He cross-checked Mantha right to the face.
Yeah.
It was all gloves came off. It was just ugliness. But, hey, there was something good that came out of the game. I mean, the TJ Oshie story is amazing, him scoring a hat trick in his return after his father passed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's super emotional. Great story for the Caps and for him.
And I noticed at the end, and we've always known this, right? You've always heard what a great guy Oshie is.
Yeah.
But you just saw him just like hugging all his teammates, smiling, everybody going up to him, having a moment with him. Obviously, everybody had felt a tremendous connection with him and his father. And it's not like Oshie's been here a decade. He's been here five seasons, but it's like, and I think his father, what I read, he was diagnosed. His father died at 56, I think.
So young.
Young with Alzheimer's. Was diagnosed with it probably in his late 40s, which is just awful. I think in 2012. So all the Caps have ever known is Oshie and his father, you know, with Alzheimer's. But yet, they had this just love for him that it's unbelievable. And he seems like, I tweeted this last night, and it like instantly was getting so much attention. I didn't think it would. He just seems like the greatest guy ever.
Like, seems like a really down to earth
dude. Hugging the referee, thanking the referee.
He's a really good dude.
I think he's the greatest guy in the country.
He's really cool.
I don't know if anybody's better. First of all, he's a great looking guy. His wife is a dime. He's got the best personality ever.
Drinks through his shirt.
I mean, I think he's the greatest.
Parties.
He should run for president.
He's an American hero from what he did in the Olympics and the shootout.
He's the greatest guy in the country.
Yeah. He's the best.
No one's better.
When I played golf with him, this was almost two years ago.
Yeah.
I've lost track of time.
Remind me.
But he didn't talk about his dad at all. Now, I didn't know his dad was sick. I had no idea, so I didn't even ask him. But he didn't talk about it. But just a good guy, man. Just a cool dude.
He's got a great nickname, Osh Babe. Great nickname.
That's his nickname, Osh Babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he is a babe. I mean, come on, he's a good-looking guy, Valdez.
It kind of reminds me of when, was it Favre, who had an unbelievable Monday night game?
Yes.
When was it dad? Mm-hmm. Was his dad or his mom passed away?
His dad.
His dad had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, and he went out and threw 400 yards or something like that.
He scorched the Raiders, I believe.
Yeah,
I think it was
them.
The Raiders, like on a Monday night.
Yeah, it was just, I was just struck by, you know what, he's my favorite athlete. I think he's my favorite athlete, and I'm not even, it's not like the Caps are my number one team. They're not. Mm-hmm. He's just the best guy.
Oh, you're in love with TJ Oshie.
He's the best guy in the world.
So Osh Babe, greater than sign Tiger?
Tiger's not even, Tiger's like vermin as a human. TJ just destroys him. Now, I'd rather watch Tiger play golf. But TJ Oshie's the greatest, the nicest person on the planet.
Really not. What about Heineke?
He's just an average donk.
What about your guy, Peter Bondra?
He's another
very,
cap.
He's very striking.
You love caps is what it is.
Bondra's a good-looking guy, but I don't think there's no way Bondra could be as good a person as TJ Oshie. I mean, I'm telling you, TJ Oshie.
That's pretty close. I think he's widely known as a pretty good person, that Peter Bondra.
I'm not disparaging him. I'm just saying Oshie greater than ever. I think he's the nicest, coolest person in the world. No one's better than him. No one. And it's a kind of a revelation to me. I mean, I've always known people have said nice things about him.
Right.
But I just watched his demeanor on the ice yesterday. And I fell in love
with
the guy.
You have a new level of respect.
New level
for him.
Of respect. Everyone is below him.
Are you going to be salty if and when the Caps expose him to the Seattle Kraken for the expansion draft?
Yeah. I mean, I know everyone was talking about that yesterday. I don't know how you could do that.
Here, Eric, who would you rather give up first?
Yeah.
All right. Osh Babe or Scherzer? Because that was
I think Scherzer's another great guy, too, to be honest. My impression is Scherzer's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, because remember, you're screaming from the mountaintop that there's no way that the Nationals should get rid of Scherzer ever. He needs to retire as a Washington National.
I'd say Oshie I don't know.
Is he a cut above? Silly.
Scherzer's a better player, more dominant, right, than Osh is. Oshie's a great player, but I think Scherzer's better in his
Scherzer's
sports.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I just think, and I think Scherzer's a great guy, but I put Oshie ahead. I think Oshie's the greatest person. He's better than like Gandhi or like the Pope. He's a better person.
Well, I know Gandhi did more for the planet, but not for me personally. Yeah. Well, I'm with you. Oshie, like greater than sign Gandhi.
Who's
doesn't golf.
Who's considered today, besides the Pope, like a great person?
Like a great humanitarian?
Yeah. I put Oshie above.
That's a good question.
Who is that? Who's a great humanitarian? One of the worst humans on the planet.
He is. He's given billions of dollars of his money away to charitable causes.
That's like me flicking pennies out of my car.
That's a tear. He's going to give away like 90% of his wealth.
Yeah. Who cares if he's dead?
I'll
give away 90% of my wealth too when I'm dead.
He's doing it while he's alive, Ricky.
Yeah. He still found a way
but
to
he can
have
afford
$150
it.
Billion of it.
Hey, you asked for a humanitarian.
Well,
I gave you a name.
I don't believe Bill Gates is humanitarian.
He's not.
No, I think he's an evil person, actually.
Evil?
Yeah. But go ahead. Give me another example.
We don't know. Athletes have more of an impact on our lives, so we're always going to say athletes.
Yeah. No, but I don't know. I just think he's the greatest guy.
I
fell in love with him.
Better than Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers probably some sort of secret weirdo.
I know who the weirdo is. I'm talking to him.
The guy in the red Nats hat?
Yeah. All right. You have to distance yourself from me. I get it.
But it was a good story. Look, it's a good story.
It's a great story.
Through,
it's a great story.
Gets the hat trick. Were the guys trying to hook him a little more, or it just happened that way? Because he didn't score a ton of hat tricks.
I think at the end they were trying to serve him up. The second goal that he got on the first goal was pretty standard, right? The second goal I thought was pretty slick.
All right. They had didn't they have a man advantage for 5 minutes?
Yeah. But the second one, the way he kind of like side swiped it in there, that was a pretty slick goal.
The fact that he was able just to focus on the sport and the competition and the game in that moment and just kind of forget about everything. You know, he was thinking about his dad the entire night.
Sure.
But the fact that he was able to do that and play at such a high level, I mean, that's beyond
words. I'm kind of surprised he came back after missing just one game, because I'm sure the team told him, hey, look, take as much time as you need. We're going to beat the stupid Rangers without you, whether you're on the ice or not. This team has officially packed it in. Take a few games. We'll see you back for the playoffs. But, look, he wanted to get back on the ice. He probably took his mind off of it.
I think it does take your mind off. It's somewhat healing, right? You're sort of an autopilot. I'm sure, as Jason said, he's thinking about it as he scores. He's looking up and thinking about his dad and that sort of thing. But I also think it's probably a very comforting feeling for him. You know what I mean?
I know, after the game was probably hard. Probably real hard for him after
maybe,
the game.
Yeah. I know when my dad died, and JP, I think, does somewhat similar, I think, when his mom passed. I mean, I remember I worked the next day just because it gets your mind off it. You know what I mean? Like, everyone grieves differently, but.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to go back to work. The truth is, I actually ended up taking like a week off because my brother is in Jersey and I had to handle all the funeral, cemetery, and just was overwhelmed with too many things to do.
Yeah.
But when my dad died, less of that fell on me because my mom was still alive, and I think I went right back to work.
Yeah, it gets you back in the flow.
And truth is, like right now, I'm knee-deep almost from the moment the show closes to the end of the day. I'm knee-deep in the business of death. I got to drive to the courthouse in Upper Marlboro today. I got to go to a bank in Bowie today. Mm-hmm. It does keep your mind off of things because you're busy.
Yeah, my mom's not allowed to die. I can't, because it's going to be a nightmare.
It's too much of an inconvenience.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't think about it.
Yeah.
So, but the Wilson stuff, and I don't know what your reaction to the non-suspension was. I was very surprised.
We were all shocked.
But you knew it was going to happen. But the fact that he, you know, he's over there talking smack to the bench, and then I guess they gave him a 10-minute misconduct.
Because they had warned him earlier.
They warned him. They said, don't do it. But he did it anyway. He just can't help himself. And then he gets in the fight. Okay, he's not going to back down from the guy. But he hurt himself. Who knows what that means, if it's a hand, a wrist, a shoulder. But, you know, this is not the time to be losing players. You know, Ovi's not there. Kuzi's still not playing.
There was nothing anybody could do. That situation was going to play out the way it was.
This is just, it's just a bad time for it. You know, there's three games left.
I just thought it's a dumb part of the sport, but I admit, I mean, I like watching guys fight.
That's the reason you watched it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't miss. I didn't even care about the Nats. I think the Wizards
were on at 8.
They were a little later. I didn't care about those games. All I cared about was watching guys fight yesterday.
Well, if you want to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday, right? Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. And installed by experts to last, Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Give us your take on all the fights. As we've been talking about, you just knew it was coming. It is part of the culture, EB. It's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. And I think the Rangers feel good about their part. I think it was the analyst from NBC who summed it up, you know, between periods. And they were like, well, here's the thing about the fights. The Capitals have Zdeno Chara. He can beat up everybody on the Rangers. They've got Brendan Dillon. Mm-hmm. He can beat up everybody on the Rangers. And I forget the third one. They were just going through it, and they're like, the Rangers can start these fights, but they're going to get beat up.
Well, what they also said, which I thought was cool, and into the Caps' defense, you know, is he said the Caps, they fight fair, you know? And that meanwhile, the Rangers are just – they're slashing everyone. They're hitting guys from behind. They're picking on little guys, all that sort of thing. So,
I like that the Caps are men of honor when it comes to the fisticuffs.
I would love to know what the back and forth was between the players, either in pregame or right when they got on the ice to start the game? I would love to know that.
I don't know, but
something was communicated.
Yeah, something was communicated.
I know, but
instantly.
I could tell they were talking back and forth. I would just love to know what they were saying.
Why was the fourth, because I don't pay that much attention to it. Why was the fourth line out there to start the game? Because they knew there was going to be a fight, Cakes? Is that why? Or does that sometimes
happen? The checking line, EB.
I can't tell you why they started the game, but I would imagine it was because Coach Lavs knew
that it was going to be a fight.
Right. He knew that it was going to get sideways really quickly.
Didn't want to get like Oshie out there. They didn't pick on Oshie. I think they stayed away from him. I think, right?
At the end of the first intermission, they were talking about it, saying that the Rangers were completely out of line for trying to challenge Oshie.
Did they at some point? Because I didn't see it.
In the first period. Yeah.
Yeah. I did see it. Lars dropped the gloves. That was fun. To watch, and you can tell he doesn't really know what he's doing. He doesn't really know what he's doing.
Well, he's not a fighter.
I know.
I mean, he's I think had two fights in his entire NHL career, and one of them was when that little rat Brad Marchand jumped him from behind in the opener a couple years ago.
Right. It was one of those games where pretty much everybody was going to fight.
Right.
So look, they got this behind them again. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Couple games left in the regular season. And they got the playoffs. The big thing to me is you got to get everybody healthy, and they got to figure out who they're going to have in his goalie. It did seem like when we had Coach Laviolette on Monday, still probably undecided.
I mean, he's got a major decision to make.
Well, he's not happy with Ilya, first of all. He's not happy with him with the being late for that meeting. He's not happy with that guy.
Yeah,
I would say Ilya would be the number one. If he had a depth chart, I would say him first.
Do you think he's really holding a grudge against them? I mean, I could see it being a scenario where they were late. Because the way he described it is, there were rules, and so they just had to suspend him.
Yeah.
But he may not be holding a grudge against them. They were late, so you got to pay the penalty. I want to know, why are they on the COVID list?
Did Kuzi play last night?
No.
Yeah.
Why are those guys, at least one of them, on the COVID list? Is it for a contact tracing thing? What do we know what's going on?
Don't know.
They're just not commenting.
Hadn't heard that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know when those guys are ever going to be available. That's in a weird spot with the OV injury, with that.
And who knows about Wilson?
Yeah. I mean, you saw Wilson with his hand. I mean, he hurt his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He was laughing, out for a few games.
He was laughing. He likes it. That boy likes to fight.
Oh, yeah. He likes trading punches with dudes, because usually he's coming out on the right end.
Yeah.
He's coming out with his arm raised.
But the fights, honestly, if you look at it, I mean, I like a good fight. Who doesn't like a fight? I like fights. But they're so dumb. They're just hitting each other in the helmet. And then it's just like they're putting on a show, and then they fall down. It's the first one to fall down, and then they tap each other out of respect. You know, right. Harry, nice job. They're just dumb.
But I would agree. Part of the game, though. But when you really hate a player, and you know those Rangers hate Wilson,
yeah,
then you know there's something behind it. Those other guys fighting, all right, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah,
because they had nothing to do with it.
And the Wilson one was the best fight,
and you knew it would be.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll give props to the guy for the Rangers. I don't even know what his name
Smith?
Was. Yeah, just for stepping up, because he can never beat Wilson in a fight. But he said, "F it, I'm going to do it."
Yeah,
I don't know if he's their best fighter.
He's their best fighter. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's just not in Wilson's class.
Right.
But you know, it is what it is, and hopefully Wilson's not hurt.
Yeah. No, I think the Capitals have a bunch of fighters. Now I remember the third guy they brought up was Mantha.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Mantha can beat everybody up on the Rangers.
Yeah, well, he's like,
Dylan can beat up everybody on the Rangers. Chara can beat everybody up on the Rangers. Tom Wilson's another one. I mean, the Caps can brawl. They got some guys who
can
brawl.
They got to have the biggest team in the league. I mean,
pretty big.
They got four guys that are 6'4" or bigger.
Big dudes on the squad. All right, we didn't touch on the Wizards yet, or the Nats. We'll get into that next when we come back here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up a bit later on the show, Alan May joins us at 8:45. We'll talk more about the Caps-Rangers game from last night. And Ryan Zimmerman joins us for his weekly bit. He'll be on the show at 9:25. So looking forward to those guys being on the show.
Now, you guys haven't been here in a while. I know you've had periodic pop-ins, right? I know JP for a few days was here. And I know Cakes has been here at times after his little poker tournaments. But when you leave the station here now, and obviously in the last 14, 15 months, if people are familiar with this area at all, they know that even though we've been in the middle of this nightmare, construction has never really stopped around here, right? Buildings are still popping up left and right. We used to be able to see across, you know, we used to be able to see the Capitol. There's a brand new office building 10 feet away from us here. We're surrounded by office buildings. And we've talked before about, like, the cranes in this town.
Yes.
They're everywhere with so much construction. Well, lately, and Valdez and Drab can attest to this because they've been here throughout the entire time. I've noticed as I've been leaving here, it's a nightmare. First of all, my car doesn't work half the time. But when I find my car finally works.
That's a different problem.
When I finally get out here, there's 18-wheelers everywhere.
Yeah, so they're working on... like the outside edges of the building now.
Yeah.
Like they've moved from digging underground for a parking garage to everything in the center to like having scaffoldings and working on the like the exterior of the building.
I don't know.
The windows and stuff like that.
I'm going to guess without looking that thing's like 10 stories now. I mean, I don't know. Whatever it is. It higher than that, Valdez says, right? So this massive building.
You wonder where the building stops.
I don't know.
They just build and build and build. Yeah. When does it stop?
It never ends.
It doesn't even look like
there's... construction money never ends.
It doesn't look like there's room for anything else, but they find room to build.
Yeah, they're like building the balconies on these buildings now.
Yeah, so they're working on the exterior of the building, and you look around, and I know... okay, it's kind of a joke, but it's not really when you see the cranes, and I kind of worry about... like, what's going to, you know, you see, every once in a while you'll see some horror story of a crane falling or the wind blowing something off, right?
Yeah.
There are nets outside this building to catch debris, and it's terrifying around here, right? I don't know how to explain it. They're the worst nets.
Yeah, the nets won't catch a body. They won't catch a hammer.
Yeah.
They're just worthless.
They're super flimsy. Yeah. And they're there for eye candies.
It's like someone put a tarp there.
Right.
So let me ask you a question.
So you drive underneath the nets. It's terrifying.
All right, but honestly,
yeah,
walking around those buildings, just walking around those city blocks, is it dangerous?
I don't walk. I don't know.
Valdez, you walk up to the Homewood.
No. Because if this loading dock is dangerous, because the other buildings, you're not walking really underneath them.
Yeah, you're walking directly underneath the debris catchers.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the construction guys know it's a show.
Right.
I came last week, no joke, they're all standing there. They're all looking up, right, because something's going on. They're all standing way back. And the one guy's messing with me as I'm looking to see what's going on. He fakes like something's coming.
Right.
Construction humor.
Yeah, he's doing construction humor.
They probably had a good old joke about that lunch.
Now, I knew he was faking.
They're like, I'm going to get this guy. Watch this.
I knew he was faking, but it still was irritating, right?
That must be the Valdez of the group doing all the bits.
He was doing shtick as I was driving out.
That guy's in the Zing Lab 24-7.
The idea is that's exactly what I was thinking as I was driving underneath that worthless debris net. And now I can understand how people die on construction projects all the time.
I put a picture of the netting in the outhang, if you want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a normal construction lot where there's lots of space before you get to the sidewalk. The construction, it's over our head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That looks like the flimsiest piece of equipment ever.
Right? We're not exaggerating.
If that's the building right in... next to...
yeah, when I look here, you see where I am?
Between our building and the 7-Eleven.
Yes. Yes.
That thing couldn't even catch a trapeze artist.
I wouldn't walk under that ever.
Well, how about I have to drive under it every single day?
Right, because that's where the entrance to the garage is.
Yes. And in the morning, it's no big deal because they're not really quite working on it yet. But the afternoon is a poop show. There are cranes everywhere. There are guys everywhere.
And then you're trapped if you're trying to leave and you park in the building.
Yeah.
Because since they're working on the side, they're using the side street to do everything.
I was about to ask, can you?
So they have a million bulldozers, a million trucks, and you can't get out.
So you're trapped. You leave the garage, I know you can go up and hang a left, or you can't do that anymore because of all the shenanigans.
The road's closed out that way.
So it's one way out. That's it.
Yeah, and it's always blocked.
it's a total nightmare. And you know, we also have the situation coming in where you have the one guy that's like begging over in the corner when you drive in the morning. So
he's still there every day.
Still there every day. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, you know, you can just do U-turn. So I started doing a U-turn just to avoid the situation because I'm sitting there in my fancy, you know, BMW from BMW Fairfax. I have no idea what's going to happen around here. So I do a U-turn. There are like 10 guys every morning that do U-turns at the exact same place. Did you
just to avoid him?
The whole neighborhood is doing U-turns.
Is it
there?
at the hotel, that spot?
At that hotel.
At the Capitol.
I drive up and stare at him right in his face.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to play that game.
Well, you know what's going on, right? Is that Drab is starting to give him money.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're making
it. Yeah, I've given him a little bit of money.
That's like the worst thing you
can do.
Are you
giving him loose change or bills?
I've given him $2 so far.
Yeah, I mean,
crisp dollar bills.
Yeah,
you should give him stuff out of the promo closet. That's what you should give him, like T-shirts and old DVDs.
He doesn't want that. He wants coffee and booze.
I know what he wants.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he
wants.
No, but you got to be careful now because when I come in the morning and I do my U-turn at the Capitol Hilton, is that what it's called?
Definitely not a Hilton.
No, it's not a Hilton.
What's it called?
What is it?
Capitol Skyline.
Yeah. Capitol Skyline, whatever it's called.
The place with the wild pool parties. I'm sure those are starting soon.
Cars turning that you can get T-boned doing your U-turn. Yeah. Even though it's 4:45 in the morning.
All because you guys are antisocial.
You know what? I've done that before. Yeah. I'd rather have the stare down with the homeless guy in the media.
than the U-turn?
Yes, because it's treacherous.
It's pretty treacherous.
Even at that time of the day.
I can't believe how many guys are trying to avoid that intersection.
It's so active right there next to Ryan Zimmerman Field.
This morning, I'm not kidding, there were 6 guys at that intersection. Probably 4 of them did U-turns.
And the world's busiest 7-Eleven is right there too. There's a lot happening in that part of DC.
The bottom line is,
I bet you it's the world's most dangerous 7-Eleven.
I don't know about the world's most dangerous, but busiest clearly.
Wasn't the one in Florida close to spring training?
That's another dicey spot.
Well, that's where Drab and I made the really terrible mistake of we went to the 7-Eleven on the wrong side of 95 in Florida.
Right. Yeah,
because we were
you like pulling out your money and counting your money around people?
First of all, we were so desperate to get a redneck guzzler, a 64-ounce drink, because it was so hot.
Yeah.
But then, yes, of course, at the 7-Eleven, like a big idiot, I pulled out 100. I was like, can you make change for this?
Yeah.
Drawing undue attention to ourselves so I could tip the stupid valet back in the hotel. And Drab is looking at me like, hey, man, let's stop asking for change. Let's get back in the car. Okay? Let's stop waving your $100 bill around, you big idiot.
Well, I told you this, Eric, before. If you really wanted to avoid those sketchy situations, when you get up to that Capitol Hotel, you hang a right, and you just got to go down to the next left where the police station is and go up to the next block, and you can avoid all that nonsense.
Well, instead of doing the U-turn right there.
Instead of doing the U-turn.
I understand. But I just feel like as soon as I take a right turn, I'm turning into just a war zone. Like I think that's a crazy area right
It's not
there.
Great, but at least you'll be moving.
You know what bothers me a little bit about this area is that, you know, it's kind of cool to work in the city. I mean, we'd rather not, obviously, but
Something to be said for it.
The thing you always hear about D.C.
is
its culture and its soul. But Navy Yard is the most boring place in the world. Every building that goes up here looks exactly the same. There's no design. Like, I mean, I haven't ever taken a design class, but like it's
there's
so,
no culture
what are you,
to it.
Building snob
Frank
all of a sudden.
You guys haven't noticed it that it's just like, well, like soulless
words,
down here.
Like
it's
like
just
if you
glass
go to Adams Morgan, it has a look or a
feel. No,
well,
there's no feel. There's no feel.
Well, I don't understand is who is living here.
Really rich people.
Bunch of 28-year-olds.
Bunch of millennials.
People with no kids with good jobs.
How do you afford to live here?
Cakes, they're all house poor. I guarantee it.
Have to be.
Because their rent, I don't even know what those rents are.
No, they rent for a lot. My sister used to run one of these right around the corner. She got
Believe
the
me, they're not
here.
Saving money. They're not making $1 million a year. They want to be down there in the city. It's, you know, all the honeys.
Yeah, what 28-year-olds making $1 million a year?
They're not.
No, they're not. But
they're house poor.
They're making $100K and they're paying most of it in their rent.
Yep, they are.
You know. But, yeah.
Well, there's some big sillies.
I got a couple. Well, of course, you got the Rizzos of the world, but
and FP and
I'm telling you, there's a lot of youngins down there that just there's $4,000 a month in rent, and they got nothing on the weekends. They got nothing.
I will say, you do see some sillies out walking their dogs.
Yeah, well, those people are crazy too. You'll see girls like wearing yoga pants at 4:30 in the morning, walking, and I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
In the afternoon, when it's nice out, they got their gym shorts on. Kind of silly.
This area has the mirage of being like an up-and-coming, trendy area. I was having dinner with a guy last year for a Nats game. He lives right here, and he's lived here for a while. He thought it was silly with his wife. He got knocked out. He got knocked out just walking back to his condo.
Yeah, he got jumped.
He literally woke up, and he had 10 guys staring at him.
Man, you're really making me want to come back to D.C.
Yeah,
with
let's
all
go
these
back.
Stories. I can't
Great.
Wait.
Well, it is what it is, but it's fine when you're in the building.
Good it's job well, moving yeah, to D.C.
Problem is you got to get there outside the building.
You know what's better than D.C.? Lanham. Fairfax.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
yeah.
To be fair, we've been doing 100%. The routine for almost 6 years and never had one incident.
Yeah, but it's getting worse.
I haven't had an incident because I've rarely, I mean, I just
I'm talking
drive.
About the three of us. You
right.
park underneath
we
the
haven't.
Building.
Well, yeah. you know what? The guy who was driving the Uber who lost his life right next to Nats Park, he had an incident.
Yeah. And but those are the ones that
two
get
two blocks away from where we work.
If you do the math, look, they don't publicize every safe drive into work. They don't publicize every safe walk.
Listen,
those
aren't
intriguing. One.
Just focus on the ones that,
yes.
obviously.
Well, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't
bad.
You?
I focus on fatal carjacking.
You're telling me you don't. You're telling me you don't want to know about that?
What I'm saying
JP,
is,
crime around here is kind of a show.
That if you
you're
just do the math, you're a lot safer than you think.
You talk to some cops down there.
Yeah, the crime
I'm not good at math.
Crime around here is kind of a show. You don't really realize it. You're a little oblivious to it.
They text into the Vibe machine a lot, and they say that we have no idea how dangerous it is. And it's getting worse.
Yeah. If it's fine. Whatever. I just park and leave. But even now, just driving is a minefield because, yeah. you know, like a piano could fall on your head or something.
My head's already on a swivel now.
I'm
my
telling
God.
You.
You're right.
I'm on a massive
spot. We're in a weird spot.
And you were lobbying for Cakes to come back.
I'm on massive monkey tilt, and I haven't stepped foot back
It'd
in
be
that
better
city.
When a Phillips right. head screwdriver falls on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you know why Cakes just goes home.
Certainly will. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the latest with Aaron Rodgers. A Packers legend is saying he's not that optimistic about him playing for the Packers ever again. We'll touch on that next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.